Genesis 3 is heartbreaking, but it is not hopeless. After the fall, God speaks judgment. The serpent is judged. Human life will now involve pain, conflict, toil, and death. The garden story changes because sin has entered the world. But right in the middle of this brokenness, God gives the first promise of redemption. In Genesis 3:15, God speaks of conflict between the serpent and the woman's offspring. The serpent will strike, but the offspring of the woman will crush the serpent's head. Christians have long seen this as the first gospel promise. It is the first announcement that evil will not have the final word. The serpent's deception will not rule forever. God will send a deliverer. This is very important for spiritual growth. If we only talk about the fall, students may become trapped in shame. If we deny the fall, students may never understand why redemption is needed. The Bible tells the truth about sin, but it tells that truth inside the larger story of grace. God does not abandon Adam and Eve. He comes into the garden, he asks questions, he exposes the truth, he announces consequences, and then he begins the story of redemption. Even the clothing God provides matters. Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. God provides garments for them. Human self-covering is not enough. God must cover what sin has exposed. This points forward to the gospel. In Jesus Christ, God does more than cover shame. He deals with sin at the root. Christ enters our fallen world, takes on true embodied human life, resists temptation, dies for sins, rises from the dead, and opens the way back to God. Spiritual growth, then, is not a journey of pretending we never fell. It is a redemptive return. We learn to bring our shame, hiding, blame, fear, resentment, and disordered desires to Christ. We begin to say, Lord, I have missed your mark. Restore me. This is not hopeless honesty. This is gospel honesty. The fall of the soul is answered by the redemption of the soul. The embodied person who turned from God can be restored by grace, renewed by the Spirit, and brought back into alignment with God's design. Genesis 3 begins with deception, but it ends with promise. And that promise leads us to Jesus Christ.